Well, it may be possible that I have yet to uncover some better sources of information. To date, I have found limited amounts of statistical or descriptive material that would help one gain an overall picture of the organizational health of faith-based medical activities. By the expression organizational health, I refer to both governance and management, as weakness or misdirected efforts at either level can sabotage the best of intentions. The Christian Connections in International Health study conducted in 2000, now followed up by the one in 2010. The original one was published in the CCIH Forum in August 2000 as "The Future of Christian Hospitals in Developing Countries, A Call for a New Paradigm in Ministry." And it does remain one of the best documents on the subject. And if you email me, paul@medicalcompass.org, I would be happy to send you this link. Meanwhile, the Continuing Education Commission of the Christian Medical and Dental Association is conducting a survey called PRISM with the hope of gaining 400 responses. Dr. Mark Strand, who is driving this project, kindly shared with me provisional results from 290 responses received to date. This study is going to go through the next conference in February in Thailand, and I think they're going to wrap it up in April. Hopefully by that time we'll have 400 plus. Finally, in the course of preparing this presentation, I surveyed relevant papers published since 1967 to see what sort of a picture the literature provides. The PRISM survey is open to persons who are cross-cultural medical workers qualified in their home country and then are serving as expatriate medical workers in a host country. And we're looking for people who have spent at least 2 years abroad and are officially associated with a mission agency, whether or not that is their primary source of funding, and can function in English. The survey is secure in terms of both being anonymous and being encrypted, and the wording is such that in countries sensitive to certain aspects of mission work, it should not arouse sensitivities. The survey also has been reviewed by the Institutional Review Board for the Center of the Advancement of Healthcare Education and Delivery in Colorado Springs and has been approved by them. So if you happen to fit those qualifications, we would welcome you to go to the link and to add yourself to the survey. And once again, I would be happy to send you that link. So preliminary results. From these first 290, we find that most of them are involved in direct patient care. And because the conference this year in February was in Kenya, and that's where the survey was launched, most of the respondents are from Africa, approximately half as many from Asia, and relatively small numbers from the rest of the world. But hopefully at this year's conference we'll get a better sampling, better balance in our sampling. We asked a series of questions about personal observations of the conditions in which folks are working. And the good news is that most believe that the situation regarding healthcare generally in their region has improved. A fair number say it has remained the same. Very few report that it has gotten worse. The greatest challenges that they face at this time, number one is not enough qualified workers and not enough resources. Cooperation with the local system seems to be kind of a variable experience. Lack of strategy to guide, no plan for sustainability seems to fall lower on the priority, although we didn't really press as to whether they really had a plan for sustainability, so it'd be interesting to research that further. Evidently, the parent organizations remain supportive. And then we asked that in order to fulfill their present roles, what are areas where persons serving on the foreign field felt a need of further training? And it was interesting that they said first in the area of training or mentoring. Many of them would like further theological training and opportunities for spiritual development. And then the one that jumped out at me was strategic planning. because I had a sense from contact with others in the mission community that, just as was pointed out in the previous paper, many organizations are really not running with a plan. Cross-cultural skills, clinical skills, public health skills, and admin skills fell lower on the list. Now, one finding that particularly disturbed me was this, that of the 290 respondents, only 54% are really satisfied with their current situation. Again, the questionnaire was relatively superficial and did not get into depth as to why others are not content, but I think this is a danger signal, and I think it relates to the fact that over the last decade, there's been a considerable loss of presence from Global North on the mission field, and this deserves further study. On the more positive side, asking what the sense of opportunity was, mentoring and training came near the top of that list, continuing to see medicine as something that is very much part of a spiritual message also, meeting specific needs such as the HIV/AIDS, mental health, and other issues like that. Not so high on the list, and I almost don't know why, because it would seem to me that the mentoring and the channeling of creativity and skills to a new generation of cross-cultural workers would relate, but for some reason that fell lower on the list. The rest you can read. In general, and I find the bottom one kind of interesting, because my experience in Bahrain, I had resource limitations, but I was not in a poor country, obviously. On the other hand, don't let popular images of the Gulf countries and their, quote, oil wealth fool you. Only a small percentage of the population are highly wealthy. The majority certainly live at a lower standard than we do in the United States. And in that environment, making moves to develop a better business model for the mission hospital certainly were in order and strengthened it and actually enhanced our ability to offer care to migrant laborers and other marginalized elements within our society in the Gulf. And so I think partly because of the mindset of many that go into mission work, there's kind of a categorical rejection of business models, as we see from the fact that even strategic planning has not done that well. And I'm hoping that colleagues and I can be involved in maybe turning that thinking around and finding better models to create better sustainability. So, preliminary conclusions that we can draw from this PRISM study is that there certainly is a need for additional workers, especially long term. It's become more and more a trend towards shorter careers in mission or short-term careers. Certainly anything under 2 years would have to be considered short-term. Needs for additional financial support in public health, doesn't everyone say that? Guidance with planning to reflect community needs and values, again, something that was really emphasized in the previous paper, and mentoring and training like-minded nationals. Going through library research and going through about 35, 40 articles that I found, this is what I would say medical missions needs as those experts reflected on it, and that is hosts of spiritually and financially committed supporters, godly committed long-term workers, leaders who are mentors, managers who are trainers, leaders and managers who know where to spend the money, and some inspired fundraisers to support them. And I would propose that in many situations, improving planning would offer a number of benefits. We could start by assessing community needs and values and mutually agree with the community as to what the priorities are in healthcare. Match the services that we offer with the personnel and financial resources. I think many of these institutions struggle because they try to be more than they're equipped to do. It goes back to the discussion even of the technology that's brought in. I think we need to sometimes scale back and provide a service well, as opposed to trying to provide broad services when we don't have the resources to do that. So we map pathways to reasonable goals and set quality and performance measures in place so that we see that we, in fact, are being effective. And then finally, to improve mentoring and training so as to maximize available resources. So how can we improve planning, mentoring, and training skills of medical missionaries? Besides the wealth of literature generally available on planning, governance, and management, some have begun to produce materials targeted toward faith-based and nonprofit healthcare organizations. The best two examples of which I'm aware are Managers Who Lead, a handbook for improving health services that comes from MSH in Cambridge, and then a gentleman by the name of Ken Heckman, who's a healthcare consultant in the U.S. and overseas, has recently published this book, Four Essential Disciplines, a training guide for healthcare leaders worldwide. Managers Who Lead is the sort of book that you would read. Four Essential Disciplines would be an excellent tool for training others. Individuals and organizations focused on assisting leaders and managers of faith-based medical care activities include Management Sciences for Health, Health Development International, which is Ken Heckman's organization, and International Health Services Group. There may well be others, but my web searches have not yet identified any more. However, in lecturing and leading workshops in the Christian Medical and Dental Association's continuing education programs in 2009 and 10, I've encountered individuals among the missionary community with relevant formal training and significant experience. So hopefully the network of competent individuals will grow and become increasingly available to the larger community of faith-based medical activities. Given the capabilities of the organizations and consultants who desire to lend help, we can look forward to improvement in the way resources are used by faith-based medical activities and reasonably hope that the scope and quality of their healthcare services will be enhanced. As that process moves forward, let us hope that the job satisfaction of the staff in these institutions also improves. Thank you very much.